Welcome back, everybody. Once again, we're live from the show floor. It's getting super busy behind us, with a lot of things going on left and right. So hopefully the audio is coming through clear for everybody. We do appreciate all you joining and staying with us. A slight change of guest, but the topic and everything else is roughly the same as well, too. I'm delighted once again to be joined by a client of MongoDB's. In this instance, it's Typhoon, who's an enterprise architect with Accenture. And Typhoon is here to talk about a few different things. So we've only got 10 minutes, but hopefully we can cover them all. So Typhoon, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Very excited to be here and excited to be with you guys and share the stuff that we're doing.
Excellent, excellent. I'll just get you a little bit closer to that microphone there, Typhoon, because it picks up the background noise. So a little bit about the day-to-day role as an enterprise architect in Accenture for you. You were talking to me briefly before we came on air about more of building products to show clients, to show them exactly what you can bring. So you're involved in the healthcare space. And tell us a little bit about the products that you're building in that area.
Sure. So on a day-to-day basis, I actually work as an enterprise architect, as well as a software engineer. Mm-hmm. Lead different teams, play away with different hats. Along with these, I also found a couple of innovative products that we want to showcase to our clients to see what we can do with emerging technologies.
Mm-hmm. And one of these you brought along with you today there. It's just over on the desk there. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
I'll show it in a minute. Let me give some context. So one of the products or set of products that we're building is under an umbrella called Neurodynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to achieve with that is to bring biosensing data, so things about your brain, things about your heart, or things about your body,
mm-hmm,
into the platform to make them enterprise ready. For this, we use devices like this one. This is one of our partners, Mendy.
Okay.
And it's something that you put over your head, which might make you look like you're either out of a tennis game or a martial arts, but it's actually, yeah, it does, it listens to your brain, tells you things about your brain, and collect that data. So building different platforms to showcase what we can do with this insight.
Okay. And the reason behind building these showcases is to illustrate, you know, what can be done and kind of open up paths of conversation for other work for Accenture and your role as an enterprise architect.
Yes, that's correct. So we identified a couple of use cases. In fact, one of Accenture's Tech Trends 2024 is about our electronic bodies. So what we can do with the insights that we can gather.
Okay.
So think about, let's say you're watching a horror film in VR.
Right, right.
And we have some sensors that can adjust to the quality of the video content that you're watching. Or think about that I'm trying to design a new product,
mm-hmm,
and I want to understand how engaged you are with that product or how well you're doing. So all of these things can be enriched with the data that we can gather from wearables, and mm-hmm, then we can make sense of them. So that's all the context I was providing. One of the excited areas that I'm involved a lot is about mental well-being.
Okay.
And a number of products we built under this called Brain Gym.
Brain Gym. Okay, tell us a little bit more about Brain Gym and what that does.
Sure. So a physical gym for an athlete,
mm-hmm,
Brain Gym is for the talent. So we've been building this so that we can pretty much build your brain muscles. Brain doesn't have muscles.
Right, right.
Disclaimer. But it's just to create that exercise so that, you know, you have a healthy mind, healthy brain, so you can be more productive at work. But you can also balance the stress, the burn out, so you have an overall improved wellness in your life in general.
How does Brain Gym work then? Is it an app with like puzzles and things to solve along with sensors knowing how that's working?
Sure. So we're building a platform and we're integrating, mm-hmm, with different partners such as the one I showcased, Melody.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes in two aspects. So our platform offers the integration capability where we can drive the beta, drive the insight, and integrate with partners out of the box. The other aspect is, you know, if you go to a gym, you have a coach, and with your coach, you can ask questions like what to eat or what to do.
Sure.
Things like that. And this is also, we provide with Brain Gym. We have Brain Gym Coach, which is powered by Accenture's Jumpstart GenAI application, which is also developed in partnership with MongoDB.
Excellent. And a very good segue. Well done. Tell us a little bit more about Jumpstart. How long have we been collaborating with Accenture in Jumpstart, and what does that mean to start?
Sure. So Jumpstart is something we've been working together with MongoDB over the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just to really accelerate your GenAI journey, so the jumpstart, much, right? So we realize that GenAI space is very fast changing.
Super fast.
I think.
But at the same time, your foundation technology, the class first principles are the same. So what we did, we put all of our expertise, Accenture's and MongoDB's together into what we call the containerized application. So you can deploy this application out of the box. It is cloud agnostic. It supports multiple LLMs. It offers you different chunking methods. We recently introduced a new feature to include knowledge graphs. We'll also have a talk later today. And the idea is really to give you value. So you focus on the value instead of kind of dealing with the intricacies and the complexities of GenAI. We take care of that.
Okay.
And we give you that package.
So essentially a suite of templates to get started quicker, to get your proof of concept quicker, your minimal viable product, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly.
What sort of successes have you seen out of Jumpstart? How has that worked?
So for me, again, I take it back to the brain gym because that's one of the really passionate areas I'm involved with, because we're looking for use cases where, and we're investigating how we can support the talent, us basically, in a very basis. So with the coach, you can ask questions like, oh, I'm feeling stressed today, what can I do?
Right.
So Jumpstart has a rich knowledge base. It can understand the question you're asking. It has your data as well.
Okay.
The way that,
okay. It's grounded.
You can interpret how you've been recently. So it can give you more personalized feedback and tell you about, okay, maybe you can do these things by based on this research, but you accept relationships like when surfing lately or sleeping poorly.
Yes.
Make your suggestions on that ground.
Okay. And so you said you've been working in Jumpstart over the last years. You must have been super early adopters of MongoDB Vector Search then in that instance, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I've been working with MongoDB for over a few years now, right? And it's been really that kick effect where we can just start developing fast is what Jim hooked us in the first place. And then it's the scalability, the security, is all things that kind of makes it the perfect solution for us, partner for us to go to. Because it kind of has everything under the same good perspective, within a lot of operational data. You can add a lot of time series data, which is pretty much this bio-sourcing data.
Yeah, the IoT stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. And if somebody's interested, where do they go to find out more about Accenture Jumpstart?
But they can come to us.
All right.
I mean, they can directly come to me, or we have an Accenture/MongoDB booth here at local.
Is it?
And there is a pie.
Excellent. And you talked a little bit, touched on it earlier, that you're doing a session later. Tell us a little bit about what that will entail. What are you talking about there?
Sure. So our session is, I think, at 25 plus 4. Yeah. And we're going to talk about Jumpstart, how we built it, what it enables, and more excitingly, the recent features that we read with, which is around knowledge bases, knowledge graphs. So it's all about relationships, how they can create relationships in a knowledge base.
Okay.
And when you ask the question, you don't just get a linear answer back, but your answer gets understood and investigated in relationship to all the other things that might be relevant, and richer this comes back. And this comes out of the box, which is quite nice.
Brilliant. So it's broadening kind of the question-answer into more memory, more prior knowledge of kind of the questions as a whole to give a better solution, a better answer into that knowledge space. Excellent. Well, look, I think these are amazing, the products that you've been. I would imagine most days are pretty entertaining and fun if you're playing around in this sort of space, in the healthcare space. Have you worn the brain analyzer yourself?
I've been using it quite a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Have sessions, brain gym sessions are great.
Okay.
And it really helps.
It's fascinating.
I can talk a little bit about how it works.
Yeah.
But basically, it's a bit like, you put one of these devices on, I have a headset, like it looks like that. And what it does is you can play a game. So think about that game as one of your devices in a gym.
Okay.
So let's say you're on a treadmill, you have an exercise routine, and you build your muscles with the app that comes with this hardware. What it can do is it can play their game. So it is consisting of a ball on the app, and you can control that ball with your mind power. And the game is designed...
That ball is in the app with no tilting of the phone.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary now, Typhoon.
It's good because it doesn't necessarily really look at like what's happening in your brain, but it is focusing on if you're focused on the game. So the more focused you are, the ball starts going higher.
Okay.
Lose focus, the ball goes down. The game is designed in a way that it works out your brain muscles. So it knows when to drop the ball, when to make the ball go higher. And if you do it, say, 10 minutes a day over 2 months, for example, you have improved brain activity, which is quite cool. And this is just one of the many variables you can have on the space. Some of them makes you more productive. Some of them shows you how to do meditation better. Some could be more about physical health. We're combining all data from heart rate monitors, for example. You can even think about quality monitoring and see how it affects your day. So it's a very, very exciting space.
Excellent. And I love it from the perspective that, you know, we are being very mindful of wellness, mindfulness, digital detoxing, etc. But in this instance, we're using the digital tools to help you be more mindful, more well, and train your brain and monitor that. Well, listen, fascinating. I'd look forward to maybe trying it myself later on and catching up. But Typhoon from Accenture, thank you so much for joining us on the live stream. We'll be back very shortly again with another client of MongoDB, Tafira. They're using MongoDB Vector Search. So do join in. But for now, Typhoon, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.